The housing crisis and cost of living are among the themes which dominate in today's newspapers. The front page of the Irish Times leads with an opinion poll looking at what people want ahead of the budget. It found while 50% want help with cost of living, only 24% said the government should prioritise an increase of spending on services. Looking ahead to Budget 2025, the Irish Independent's Adriana Rona spoke to a couple who are struggling to save to buy their dream home while spending €2,000 a month to rent an apartment in Talla. Tanuj Narayan and his wife Nikki have a combined income of more than €100,000 but savings of just €5,000. Tanuj says the Help to Buy scheme only applies to new builds and wants it extended, saying, "Even if I'm buying it from someone, for me it is still my first home." Also caught up in the housing struggle is Virgin media star Muireann O'Connell, who spoke to reporters, including Sandra Mallon of the Daily Star and the Sun's Ken Sweeney, as part of Ireland AM's 25-year celebrations. The TV presenter said, "Every house I have bid on over the last 3 years has gone up by at least €100,000. I don't have that money." In the Irish Independent, Gordon Deegan writes that the owners of the luxury Ashford Castle Resort have paid out €3.5 million for a 14-unit housing estate in Ballinrobe, County Mayo, in order to provide accommodation for 56 staff. General Manager Niall Ratchford said the staff loved the homes. The Irish Daily Mail also leads with a housing story. Brian Mahan, political correspondent, writes that thousands of potential rental homes have been left beyond the reach of people because the government has failed to launch its register to crack down on short-term lets. Minister for Housing Dara Bryan had promised the regulations would be in place during the lifetime of this government, but opposition politicians are now accusing the coalition of failing to act. The Irish Independence front page leads with a revelation that is likely to lead to more discussion about our neutrality stance. John Mulligan reports that Ireland is now at the centre of plans for a new €40 billion transatlantic renewable electricity interconnector that would strengthen NATO's energy security. The Irish Examiner leads with the deadly Israeli attack that blew up radios and pagers in Lebanon and which Hezbollah has warned has crossed all red lines. Their front page also carries a report on the use of e-scooters by young drug dealers. One Garda source said, "It's a win-win for criminals. E-scooters provide a quick, mobile getaway and Gardaí are restricted in their pursuit of them." In a letter published in the Examiner, Anne Muldowney writes about her 13-year-old grandson who has special needs. "We are in the middle of September and there is no word on a school for him. It will cost the government more if mammy and daddy have a breakdown. They need a break." She says some of the Apple €13 billion tax money should be used to support education for children with special needs. In the Irish Times, Dublin editor Olivia Kelly writes that one of the historic gates of Phoenix Park has had to be removed after a Dublin City Council lorry became wedged in the entrance earlier this week. The gates were restored in 2021 as part of an €800,000 conservation project. The papers also have more details on the infamous Dáil bike shelter from reporter Ken Fox. Records released following a Freedom of Information request show how the completion date for the project slipped repeatedly and strict conditions were put in place to ensure full dust containment to avoid debris ending up in easily blocked historic drains. The Irish Sun front page features Margaret Long, who was waiting for 3 years to bury her sister in Cork after the ashes of Maura Franzaglia went missing in the post from America. And finally, inside the Sun, columnist Damien Lane has a dispatch from his holidays in the Basque region where he writes, "A glass of wine is no more than €2. A pint of beer won't break the bank at just €2.50. A cup of coffee is an average of €1.50. I think I might stay in Spain."